2023, Board of Equalization at 2:45, followed by Board of Commissioner at 3.
We're going to call the Board of Equalization to order, and let's stand and say the pledge, if you would, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, a current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county boardroom and is available to review of all citizens in attendance. Sheree, will you call roll, please?
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Here.
Okay, we're all here today. We got number one, the consent agenda items, the approval of the previous minutes on September 5th of 2023. I need a motion on that, or any concerns or questions?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we got a motion by Bob and by Troy on the consent agenda. Will you call roll, please, Sheree?
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, under new business, number two, we have 2:45. We have a hearing for the Haven House application for exemption on a motor vehicle taxes, qualifying nonprofit. It looks like it's a 2016 caravan. It looks like the VIN number at the end of the last six is 395561. Basically, the same formality. The agency is going to use it for client transportation for domestic violence and sexual assault. So, Dawn, same thing.
Routine.
Yep.
Again, we are both.
Routine. Yep. Okay. So on A, we got another one here as well. But this one here on A is the Haven House for the Dodge Caravan.
Need a motion?
I do need
I'll
a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Okay. Got a motion by Troy and a second by Marty for the Haven House Dodge Caravan. Will you call roll, please?
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Okay, on B at 2:46, and we are good on time because it's 2:47. We got the Boys and Girls Home as a hearing here for the of Nebraska applications of the exemption of a motor vehicle as well, qualifying for nonprofit. It's a 1998 Ford Club wagon, and the VIN number ending in HA73780. Same formality. But this is the Boys and Girls Home, as Dawn just said. Same thing. So, with that said, I need a motion for the exemption for the Boys and Girls Home on the 98 Club Ford wagon.
I'd make a motion.
Okay. We got a motion by Marty for the Boys and Girls.
Second.
And a second by, what's your name?
Brian.
Will you call roll, please?
Troy?
Yes.
I'll call you Shorty.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, we're going to move on to C. We got Christy here requesting the approval, the board approval of the tax list corrections, if any. And there is zero. Okay. We got zero there. On D, we have the board to approve the appraiser's agreement with Standard Appraisal Services for review of the City of South Sioux City properties in Dakota County for equalization and assessment. A lot of money, but you know the old theory is you got to spend money to make money. Hopefully we make money at the end of the day with it.
There you go. Yep, they'll go out, bring the information back. We have complete control over it, so if we don't agree with it, we don't have to go with their recommendation. We do what we need to do. We put all the information in.
I don't know if everybody looked at the contract, but I think it's pretty standard procedure. It's $17,000, it's a change a month. It totals like $419,000, I think. Budget year's payments 22 would be, and then it's nine months payments is what it is,
yeah.
And then it goes to okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't see that. I did read it laying in bed one night, but anyways, needless to say, that's our game plan for the 23, 24, and 25.
Yeah, they'll
year.
Start it probably I would think they would get some done this year. But
well, we have 3,932 parcels that are going to be reviewed.
Yep.
Okay.
And is this all residential?
Yes.
So when's the commercial coming, Robbie?
He's doing it now. We're going to have it in for next year. Okay. He's all done. He's working on the values right now. We just talked to him today.
Okay, so this is Daryl, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right, so any questions for Christy on this standard appraisal services, anything? Just keeps getting to be, hey, Dwayne Gomez. Just keeps becoming more and more money, but what isn't, right? So anyways, I'll make a motion for the board to approve the appraisal agreement with the standard appraisal services for the next several years.
I'll second.
Okay. I get a motion by myself and a second by Bob. Will you call roll, please?
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yeah.
Troy?
Yes.
Okay, we're on to three. Under two, we got mail emergency business. Three, any?
None.
Okay. Is there any public comment?
Love you, Tony. You know that, right?
No. No comment.
No public comment? Okay, we are...
Make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, you second it?
I'll second.
Aye, whatever. Okay, so we are adjourned. It's 2:51.
Sorry about that.
I'll call the County Board of Commissioners meeting to order. We have done the pledge, so we will start with a roll call. Cherie?
Bob?
Here.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Present.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Here.
Okay, a current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. The board, Dakota County Board of Commissioners reserves the right to adjust the order of items on this agenda if necessary. The first item on the agenda is public comment. The Board of Commissioners will hear comments about any item not on the agenda, and the chair has the discretion to limit the time of comment. Anyone with any issue not on the agenda?
Hello. How are you guys?
Every day's a holiday.
I have a question regarding the prescription situation that you were checking into, Bob, that I had talked about. Mm-hmm. You said you had talked with?
Still research. We had a couple-hour meeting Friday.
Yeah.
Friday, still looking at best options going forward, Don, trying to work with our carrier and also our client.
Okay.
So, and we don't have an answer back yet, correct, Cherie?
Okay.
So.
All right, thanks. I went to the district meeting on Friday, and I had talked with you, Marty, and Bob regarding the money that's interest that we incur off the ARPA funds. Jeff Schreier with the State Auditor's Office advised all of us treasurers to separate out that money because there's a possibility that interest could get included with the report with the money that is spent out for the feds for the ARPA money. So that going forward, I think it would, since the state auditor advised us to do that, and you know the reason I was keeping it in there so we could get more interest, because as of now we have $129,277.41 that we have incurred in interest since it started on May 1st of 21. So I'm going to be moving that money to the checking account so we can hopefully not have an issue.
Okay.
So.
And they just want us to keep that money separate for now until we see how it all shakes out, the final end.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for looking into that.
You're welcome.
Any other public comment? Yes, sir.
Hi, I'm Tony Stout. Live at 2011 South Bluff Road. I got a question. They did a bunch of road work on my road this last month and a half. And the question I got is what was the significance of why they did that? They deepened my ditch to the point where I can't even safely mow it. And they did it both down and up. I mean, in front of my house and everything. I'm a 69-year-old man. I do not need to be out there raking with a rake to level it off to try to get grass to grow in my front yard that's already been established for 25 years that I've lived there.
just trying to find out what the significance of was it from the stop sign at South Bluff Road to the end of my property, and that was it. Nobody else. Nobody to the south, nobody to the north. And I've been both ways during the last week, and there's more than I can count on one hand of places where there's absolutely zero ditch, and they just totally, they even dug it deeper than my neighbor. And they really screwed up my neighbor's ditch too a little bit. I got pictures if you guys want to see them. But
yeah, I'd like to see them. Was there a culvert put in or anything?
No, no. I'd like to talk to you about the culvert, too. They cover the culvert up. Okay, this is different.
Jolene, any knowledge of this?
This is the first section. We are planning on building up the road down further. This is just the first section.
Okay.
Building up the road, digging out the ditches, trying to get it so the water drains off the road.
Okay.
We're not done.
Tony, did you hear that part?
Well, I've lived there 25 years and never had a problem with the road.
Okay.
I know during that one storm we had, 30 inches that one year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My road was never shut down. 200th was shut down. I Avenue was shut down. But my road was never shut down.
Okay.
I don't understand. I don't understand why it was so deep. I mean, I can't mow in front of my yard because it's...
On the front edge right here? You're talking about?
Well, they went that down deep there where I can't even... And then they built it up, they threw it up to the side where... It's a disaster. I can't even... I'm so upset, I can't even get words.
Yeah,
to be honest
yeah,
with you,
yeah.
They goofed up my land.
Is the... And I know that a lot of times, people mow down to the edge of the road. I don't know where the right-of-way is on that road, where the right-of-way is. A lot of times some of that is county right-of-way. They do raise the roads from time to time, for reasons, and that is for a safety reason, for, the snow that doesn't drift over the road and things of that nature. And I'm just thinking, and we'll let Jolene address a little bit here in a minute.
If they actually raised the road, that would have been fine, but... It's my level, my garage, my line, my driveway was level with the road, but it wasn't. It's still level with the road like it was.
Okay.
I'm just. Uh-huh. It's the ditch that I'm very upset about because there was absolutely no reason to go that far down.
Well, I understand your concern. I'm not sure we're going to get anything resolved in this today.
No.
Have you talked to anybody other than us about this?
I've been in communication a little bit with the roads department. I got a little bit of an attitude, but from them.
Have you talked to Jolene or Brent?
I talked to Brent today. Asked him what he had left to do.
Okay.
He said he had a little bit of gravel to do yet on the south end.
Okay.
And I said, well, what are you going to do about the? So you're going to seed it? Well, he goes, well, yeah, probably this week. And I said, what about my fence that you tore down? Well, we only broke one or two wires. Well, there's a whole lot more than one or two wires broke. But you can't splice barbed wire without doing.
Will you be around tomorrow morning, sometime or late morning? No. Okay. Good work. Yeah.
There's a picture where they left a hole right in the middle of my front yard where there's buttonweed and stuff. They left that.
Well, just the reason why I'm asking is because I got to meet with Brent sometime tomorrow before or after lunchtime, and I would like to maybe drive out there with him and see.
I'll be around.
Keegan will be around.
Okay. All right. What's the exact address?
2011 South Bluff Road.
2011. And what's his name?
Keegan.
Keegan.
So what time, Scott?
I don't know. Do you have a phone that I can call you, Keegan?
Yeah. 712.
Okay.
899-8316.
Okay.
Now, I've been told more than once that they got 33 feet from the center of the road.
Yep.
I went, holy crap. Wow, that's a pretty massive amount of dirt. Then, so what was it, last year or the year before?
Last year.
So they fixed, what is it, Pigeon Creek? There's a bridge there. They put some pilings down. and they took my dirt to fill in. I don't have anything to do with Pigeon Creek.
And actually, we wouldn't, that wouldn't be a project of ours. That would have been of the ditch board. But I don't know how they would have arrived on taking your dirt.
The county took that.
Oh, the county did?
Yeah, take it? Okay. He told me, Brent told me they took it.
Okay.
I mean, it really looks terrible. I mean, it makes my property look like...
Well, whenever, obviously, when you do some dirt work or ditch work or whatever the case is it really, by the pictures, and that's the reason why I want to go out there, the pictures, it doesn't look that steep to me. I'm just saying from the pictures it doesn't. Does everybody agree?
Well, no. I mean, I'm not trying to discredit anything. I know.
It's something different. I get that. But this is the deal. Keegan, what I'll do is I'll contact you if you'll be around tomorrow, and Brent and I will stop by. And civilly, we're just going to talk about it, look at it, and try to come up with a solution and figure it out, okay? We're not coming out there to throw knives at each other. I just want to just peacefully just go out there and meet, and don't want to be a mediator, you know, between the road foreman and whoever, you know. I want to go out there and let's just talk about it, come up with a solution. So I will call you tomorrow afternoon. Be after lunchtime sometime, but I will get over
you. Want me to bring in another comment on that, Scott?
Feel free.
So... every time I go into a restaurant and Byron's in there, he always jumps me about what I do for my job, about tearing up the roads. Whereas from my public knowledge, he's not allowed to be talking about his job in a public establishment like that when he's off the clock.
Okay.
But he's always jumping me. Literally, every time I go into an establishment, it is my fault, and we're ruining the roads.
What do you do for a living?
I work for Martin Roadie.
Okay.
Farming.
Yep. Yep.
I understand you guys are supposed to have a meeting, I believe, last Thursday. I don't know if it happened or not.
Thursday. We're with who?
With a couple of the farmers out that way.
I did not know I was supposed to have any farmers. Did you?
Dick McNair was going to try and get some people together, but it never happened.
Okay. Yeah, it didn't happen. But.
But I understand, like, since he is, like, a public servant, like, works for the county.
Yep.
I've called him numerous times. He's always hung up on me every time I talk to him. He's always got to be right, and then he hangs up on me. So I'll call him back, and then nothing ever gets accomplished with him.
Okay.
Well, and then he jumps me when I go to the restaurant.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll try to get off just so that I can.
And if you want to make it later, later in the afternoon so we can all be there, that's fine. I mean, what time works for you? What time do you guys leave out there, Jolene?
3:30.
What time?
3:30.
Okay. So, I mean, if it's 2:30,
I will make a
Point to be there. Let's just count on 2:30, and I'll get a hold of Brent, and then at 2:30, let's just meet at 2011 South Bluff Road.
All right.
Thanks.
You bet, Tony. Keegan, thanks for coming.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Yep. Pitch your gunman. Will be coming. Bob.
Yes.
Chair.
You're next, Tony.
Did I still give you my name since I spent 12 years on that chair?
For the record.
My name is Antonio Gomez from Jackson, Nebraska. The reason I'm here today, during the pandemic, I was bored in my house, you know, 2.5 years. I had nothing to do, just like a dog in a cage. So I start writing, you know, memories about myself, and I come out with this thing in 2.5 years. And this is... memories about myself and that 19 years that I live in Mexico, 59 years that I live in the United States, and 53 out of the 59 I live in Sulan, between South Sioux City and Jackson. So the name of the book is Journey to the American Dream, Memories of an Immigrant by Antonio Gomez. And I presented to the city of South Sioux City last Monday, which was great. And I called Bob and said, Bob, what do you want me to do? That I need to be in the agenda? And he told me, no, he's coming for the comments. So I'm here for the reason. And also, I would like to have Father Mayor from St. Michael's Parish and explain a little bit about the proceeds this book is going to create it. So, Father, can you come over and tell us a little bit about what my intentions are?
Father, welcome.
Thank you very much. So I'm Father Matt. I'm the new pastor at St. Michael's. So I'm new to Sulan. It's a great pleasure to be here with you. One of the great gifts we have, and especially like I would say, regardless of faith, like just as people grow in their journey and their spiritual journey and they're walking closer to the Lord, one of the beautiful things is that that journey over time takes shape and really kind of develops them into the person they are today. And so one of the great gifts we have is Tony's book in that regard, and especially in that it's written in Spanish and English, because we have a community that is largely Spanish and English. And so I think it's a very beautiful thing that we're here today to present the book, but also, and especially, my gratitude goes to Tony because he's donating the proceeds from the book. It's on sale at Mundo Latino for $25. The proceeds from the book are actually going to St. Michael's to pay down the debt on our parish center. We recently built a parish center, and the debt is almost, it's getting there, and so we're continuing to pay it down. And so Tony's book, the proceeds of that, he's decided to generously donate to St. Michael's for that. And so I'd like to encourage everyone to please pick up a copy if you haven't already. He graciously let me read it, and so it's an excellent book. So thank you very much, Tony.
Thank you, Father.
Hey, listen, I'm not surprised that the proceeds are going. This guy's a generous guy. He's been great for the community for the decades he's been in Siouxland. So, and listen, I look up to this guy. I sat on the board with him for several years, and Tony's a class act.
And honestly, I can echo that, Scott, because I've loved getting to know him in my short time I've been here. I've been here since July 1st. And it's been a great gift to get to know the community and get to know Tony as well.
Great family man, great kids. I mean, just everything about when you hear Tony Gomez, you just think first class.
Thank you. Absolutely.
And that's the truth. I really do. Because
not everything is the truth, but that is.
Well, that's why they call the priest it, right? Yeah,
that's right.
Well, hell, I'm part politician, so it can't be completely the truth, but I am telling the truth.
Hey, Tony, I told you many times after getting to know you that if your life was ever put into a movie, I would pay money to see that movie. So I'm glad that you put those memories in.
No, it's interesting. Like Father said, you know, and I make the decision to put in Spanish and English, and the center of the book, it is pictures of myself and my childhood in Mexico. And that's my story. What can I going to say? You know, it's interesting. But the reason I'm going to invite you guys, all of them, and the audience here, this coming Friday, the 22nd, at 4:30 in Gomez Pallet Company, is going to be a ribbon cutter for the new building that we built. It's a new piece of equipment. The kids about it, you know, very muddy being there. He saw what the building is and the piece of equipment. And we're going to celebrate 40 years of the existence of Gomez Pallet Company. And I also going to present the book to the people, because it's going to be around 200 people or better, you know. I mean, it's going to be
4:30 Friday.
Mm-hmm. 4:30 this coming Friday. And everybody is invited. Everybody is here. And going to be food and refreshments there.
Is there entertainment after dark? That's my question.
Well, I'll let you know about that.
Sorry, Father.
No fireworks.
No, that's fine.
I'm talking about fireworks. What do you think?
Absolutely. Well, no, I was thinking about I'll just come out and set up a confessional around the corner.
Yeah, there you go.
Father, just put it at the main entrance.
Yeah, the main entrance.
Not around the corner.
Right, absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Tony, listen, thank you. Where can we buy the book? Can we buy it at your place this Friday?
Father said there will be available at Mundo Latino, right across from Pizza Hut in the little plaza, and it's going to be in the library and probably a week or 2 weeks in South Sioux City. And there's going to be a lot of riding in Sioux City as well.
Okay.
So
okay.
There's going to be a lot of rest. It's just going to take some time, you know. And people, Father Matt and Father Carl announced and messaged this Sunday at St. Michael's, so people know. And I start selling right and left. So they're going to be on. So, yeah, whenever you want, Scott, you know where I live. So thank you, guys. Thank you very much. And I hope to see you guys Friday.
Yeah, all Tony, you're welcome anytime.
Thank you.
Hey, listen. Thank you, Scott. Hey, thank you, Scott. Nice to meet you.
Thanks, Father. Very
much. Thank you.
Okay.
No, my kids do that at home.
Any other public comment? Any item not on the agenda? Nope. Moving on then. We will move on to item number 2, the consent agenda, which consists of the approval of previous meeting minutes, September 5th, approval of payroll claims, September 3 through 16, approval of payroll accounts payable, approval of monthly accounts payable claims, and approval of officials' report, which are all in order.
So moved on the consent agenda items. Bob?
I'll second that.
Okay, approved by Scott, seconded by Marty. Approved consent agenda. Call the roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. Okay, item 3A is Debbie Borg is here with U.S. Senator Ricketts' office for an update. Debbie, welcome.
Thank you.
How's the senator doing? Has he adjusted?
I don't know. Does one adjust to D.C. when you're from Nebraska?
I wouldn't think so. I would hope not.
Yeah, so I can't answer that question.
Okay, fair enough.
I brought a card.
Fair enough. I didn't hear what you all said because I can't hear very well, but I'll just take your word for it.
I just wanted to introduce myself. I am the Northeast outreach person, so I'm going to hold a mobile office hour after this in the old room. And what that means is that if people have, we're just trying to make ourselves available in the communities. If you have a federal issue, you can come talk to me, and we can try and help. We don't have a magic wand, but we can make calls and things like that. Right. So issues that we help with, the most popular one over the summer has been passport issues. But federal funding issues, if, you know, those are the types of things.
Where's your home office? Where are you out of?
I am remote, and I live in Allen, outside of Allen, okay. Nebraska. My husband and I farm.
All right.
So, anyway, I've been with Senator Ricketts for about 6 months now.
Mm-hmm. Good deal.
So, he has a weekly weekly story that comes out. I don't know if your paper prints that.
Our local doesn't.
But you can find it online, or if you want to, I can add you all to the email list. And then one of the recent bills that he's introduced that I think could be very impactful and good for Siouxland is called the Flex Fuel Fairness Act, trying to help ethanol be treated fairly in the CI, carbon intensity score, compared to EVs. So anyway, lots of different things. But that's all I had, unless you have questions for me.
Does he get back very often to Nebraska? Or?
He's pretty much always back here. I think they get to leave Thursday night or Friday morning, so he's usually back in the state over the weekend.
Okay.
With the campaign coming up, he is spending a lot of time campaigning. But in August, during the recess, he was all over the state.
No.
That's right, because he's up for next year.
24. Really.
24, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Currently, I should know this, but I don't because I'm not on the campaign side. John Weaver is running, and I'm not sure if he's running against Ricketts or Fisher. I have to look that up. But.
Well, I don't think
We'll know soon enough.
Ricketts will have much trouble.
Ricketts is a great guy.
Here in Nebraska.
I will pass that on to him.
Yeah. He is a great guy. I've met him a couple times. Yeah, he's a good people.
Debbie, thanks for coming.
Listen, yeah, then you're going to be setting up, you said, for an hour?
Yes.
Okay. So next door.
Down the hall and around the corner, I guess.
One in the old commissioner office.
1.0.
Okay. Thank
Sounds
you very
good.
Much.
Listen, thanks for
thank
coming
you.
In.
Thank yeah. you.
Okay, item B is board to approve or not approve an increase in base restricted funds for the 2023-2024 county budget by an additional 1% of $64,711 for a total increase in restricted funds in the amount of $226,489.99. So this is part of our budget.
Part of the budget. So basically, there's no resolution on this one, correct? No. Okay, so I'll make a motion to approve the increase of the base restricted funds for 23-24 county budget.
I'll second that.
Okay, motion by Scott, seconded by Marty. Any other discussion on that?
Adjustment.
If not, call the roll, please.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, item C is board to approve or disapprove resolution 23C-025 for the adoption and appropriations of the proposed 2023-24 county budget.
Hang on, I want to do what happened to me about 4 or 5 years ago. This exact same thing came up. Kim Watson, remember, she was sitting there, and Joan was sitting here, and I couldn't get a second to save my soul. So I made the motion as the chair, and everybody froze. And I swear to God, it was an eternity. But I'll make a motion right now for the 23-24 county budget.
Sorry that scarred you so.
It did scar me.
But going forward, I would second the motion.
Yeah, it did scar me. Something I'll never forget. I was baffled.
Any other, so motion by
still
Scott.
Still pissed off about it.
Seconded by Marty to approve. Any other comments on the budget?
Just that being able to lower the mill levy and stay within the parameters that we had, I am pretty excited about. I thought that was pretty good.
And I wanted one other thing, if I may. Marty, Bob, Cherie, thank you for taking the time. Like I said, I've done it. It does take a lot of time, and I want to thank all the elected officials for, you know, working with you, with
yep,
you folks.
Yeah, they're very good to work with.
Yep, and the appointed officials. So, yeah, everybody has to work together to make this work. So, but I do appreciate your guys' time because it does take a lot of time. So,
okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Call the roll, please.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Okay, item D, public hearing for the purpose of hearing support, opposition, criticism, suggestions, or observations of taxpayers relating to setting the final tax request at a different amount than the prior year tax request. So, at this time, I will open the meeting on this item. Anyone that would like to speak in favor of the budget? Seeing none, anyone in opposition? Seeing none, any neutral? Seeing none, then I would close the hearing on the budget final tax request and entertain a motion. Need a motion to
so move. Do we need a motion on that or not?
Close the meeting, Kim?
No.
Okay. Yep.
The next one is it, though, right? No? We're on D right now, right? The hearing?
Yes.
Okay.
So the meeting's closed. So we'll move on to item E.
The hearing is closed.
I have a question.
Sure.
It's too late.
I know.
It's closed.
I speak too late.
Hearing shut down, lady.
I'm just curious what the increase was for. Like, just an in general increase, or is it like going to something?
Not just in general. There's no specific. It's one big.
Okay.
You know, there's nothing that's.
The vast majority of it is salaries.
Well, this is the deal. When you putting everything together as the budget, as everybody presents their budget, and then at the end of the day, you still got to have the restricted fund lid where you got to have X amount of dollars in case if something goes south.
Oh,
where you still have operating monies is what it basically boils down to.
I get it. I was just I didn't know that.
No, there was nothing in particular. Thank you. That was a good question, though.
Okay, so moving then on to item E, board to approve or disapprove resolution 23C-026 setting the county property tax request at, and this is a revised number of $7,265,915.40, which is just a slight change from this morning. So setting the final tax request for, or I'm sorry, at that dollar amount.
At the 2.810% increase. So with that said, it revised, that's the number, 23C-026. I will make a motion to approve.
Okay.
Second.
Is that okay?
Yes. Motion by Scott, seconded by Brian, to approve that amended dollar amount.
Oh, we're all, you know, 25, I don't know where everything's at.
Call the roll, please.
Roy?
Yes.
27, 26.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes. Sorry about that. Must not have one.
Marty? Yep. All right.
These two here.
The item F, Don Bosquet, requesting approval of resolution 23C-027. Resolution 23C-028 and 23C-029, permitting
Union Bank and Trust
securities.
Yeah, these are additional pledge securities that if we needed during tax time, so our money was insured above the, or covered above the FDIC amount. So
okay.
What's the first one here?
Questions on that?
Cut and dry, resolution 23C-027. I'll make a motion to approve.
There's three resolutions.
And eight.
Yep, there's three.
There's three in one line?
Yep.
Okay, it's so we got
27, 8, and 9.
Okay, 20, yep. The 028 and the 029, all three of them.
Yep, all three of them.
Okay.
Thank you.
I don't see 29 on my desk here, but whatever.
Yeah, you do. You
motion by Scott.
Here, do that reading thing.
Huh?
I'll second that.
Is that right?
To approve the additional, permitting additional pledge securities. Call the roll, please.
Are they stapled together?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Okay. G is Dawn again, requesting approval of resolution 23C-030 and 23C-031, releasing pledge securities. Same thing, only opposite?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, stapled together too. Okay, so yep. Now I got that figured out.
Yeah. That's hard, I know, Scott, but yeah, they are stapled. But okay. Yeah, it's just releasing because we were overinsured because of the disbursements that went out in August. So, that's what that's about.
Okay, so I'll make a motion on resolution 23C-030 and 23C-031, releasing the pledge securities, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Second.
Motion by Scott, seconded by Brian to approve those. Call the roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. Okay, moving on to item four. Angela Abst is here for a Nebraska Extension Quarterly Update.
Yes, and we brought our quarterly report for you guys.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
This
piece of paper for me. It's colored, so I'm not
going to
lose it.
Very good. Awesome. So we've been busy during the summer months, working on lots of different programs. I know I was in summer school and after school programs, as well as county fair and Nebraska State Fair in the month. So have had lots of travel time getting around to different places. We do want to thank you for our budget for the next year and helping us support Tammy. We appreciate that very much. So thank you so much for all your help.
You're traveling that. Successful?
What was that?
Was it very successful?
My, which one?
You're traveling.
Yes,
this summer.
Yep, it was good. It was just, it just gets overwhelming when you get to sit behind the wheel and you think about all the
how
things.
How far do you go out?
Well, I covered Dakota and Dixon County, and so I do a lot of travel in there, and then did a lot to Grand Island a couple of times.
Right.
With the State Fair.
For State Fair, yep. So, and I know Brenda has been busy as well, just to let you guys know. She did a presentation for the USDA and had over 151 people online. It was a Zoom meeting, so I know she was very excited to do that, talk about the Voices for Food piece. And I know Julie was doing a lot of summer programming as well, and she covers Dakota, Dixon, and Thurston County with her programs. Brenda primarily stays here in Dakota, and then I cover Dakota and Dixon. So, yeah.
Nice. Good for you guys.
Yeah, and I do some statewide stuff too, but it's different times of the year.
Uh-huh.
So. Any questions at all or anything? Or
no, you guys do a great job. We appreciate everything you guys do.
Yeah, well, the pictures, just so you are aware, is the Ag Festival we had at the beginning of September, right after Labor Day. So we had 97 students from Allen and Ponca area, as well as one of the Dakota City's, Dakota City King, which was our South Sioux City school. And then the other photo is our 4-H ambassadors. that we have in Dakota and Thurston County, and they were really busy during the summer, especially county fair season. So, yeah.
So is 97 a big number of kids?
Well, that is manageable when you're getting in small rotations and want chaos organized. Otherwise, it probably would have needed another afternoon to do another
number of kids.
It was a good number to get that going. Yeah, I've been trying to do the Ag Festival. The last one was 2019, and trying to get South Sioux and the area schools to participate, and it's just taken a long time since COVID, and a lot of it is busing. They don't have bus drivers. I know Ponca School, it was the Mr. Bob Hayes, and he is the not superintendent, but principal at the elementary building. He was their bus driver because they didn't have any drivers. So, yeah, it's kind of sad we're in that mode, but we're at the mercy of transportation sometimes. It is. It's kind of scary. So, any questions at all? Or?
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
We appreciate it.
Yes, yeah. Thank you for letting us come in. So, and thank you for all your support.
Yep,
you bet.
Yes. Thank you
so much. Okay, item B, Jolene Goebbels is here with a road report. Jolene?
I don't think I have the road report. Hello.
We had 259 hours grading, 2 hours overtime, 92 hours on South Bluff Road, 10 hours on R Avenue. R Avenue was going on the back side of that bridge that we talked about. Gravel hauling, 42 hours. We hauled 776.28 tons of three-quarter clean. We hauled 288.01 into the yard, 5.5 hours on signs, and we had gravel requests on 180th S Avenue, Saddle Lane, 170th E Avenue, and 230th.
Okay, so R Avenue, real quick. That's where you, Brent, and I went. Mm-hmm. Okay, the 10 hours, how far did that get us?
To just about where the guy's cornfield started.
Okay.
And there's a gate in there. We got to that gate.
Okay, if everybody recalls, this is when Carol was here, okay, 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Johnston with the bridge. And I've been out there with Fred. Once we came around and I seen what it was, it's been issues with the bridge, mm-hmm. you know, time and time again. But anyways, needless to say, we did the drive in the back way, and it wasn't near as bad as what I figured it was going to be. So back to my question. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just wanted to brief everybody what we were talking about. So how much more time will we have?
Well, we're hoping the Johnson family wanted us to go all the way to the bridge, but the landowner on the west did not want. They talked to each other.
They didn't want to do that anyways. We didn't want to do
that. No, we didn't want
to. So what
is
the fix we're doing? What are we doing?
The fix is a minimum maintenance road that needs cleaned up, mm-hmm. which is, it's stable. Mm-hmm. And once it gets to the end, you can see on top of the hill, you can see the Johnston field, which we need to go through some pasture and then some trees at the bottom of the hill to get into their cornfield.
Right.
And what are we going to do to do that?
We did that already. Okay. We did that. That's the 10 hours. We got out there with the excavator. And
they wanted us to keep going all the way to the bridge. Okay. Because once you cross the bridge, I think it goes to the north, right? Mm-hmm. And then you got to turn left into their property. And they wanted us to come clear the bridge. And that just wasn't going to work. Mm-hmm. So we're there. And so you said the landowner to the west said no way?
Yeah, he was worried about taking out any crops, and I said, well, you know, if it come to that, we might make it so next year there'd be more crop, but we tried to stay out of the beans as much as possible. The landowner on the west was also worried that if we had a path through there, kids would be back there tearing around on in their pastures and stuff. So I have not reached out to the landowner today, the Johnston family, to see if they're satisfied, see if they made it out there over the weekend. They said they go out there every weekend, so I would think that they've been out there. But
and if it rains, probably just going to have to let it dry out to get done what they're doing, everybody.
They're just going to have to wait, yeah.
It's a minimum maintenance road. Yeah. If they get rain, they're SOL.
They're not going anywhere. But
so that was a 10-hour ordeal, so that's huge. That makes me happy because at first I thought it was going to be a project, you know, talking trees and this and that. But once we got there, looked at it, so we got to the cornfield.
Yeah, and he could tell where the old road used to be.
Can you?
And he could stay there along the fence line there. So
okay, we're good.
I'll have more with the bridge coming up.
Yeah.
Any other questions for road?
Jolene, anything come to mind while Debbie Borg is here on the federal? You know, we can talk about transportation issues with her. You know, it wouldn't hurt if you can think of anything.
Okay. I mean, right now we don't have any federal projects out there. I know when we went to district meeting on Friday, you know, they said if you have that federal funding that they have out there for transportation, if you don't have $5 million, don't even bother to do it. But then some county, there's several counties in Iowa that pooled together, mm-hmm. and they all, I think it was nine counties, and they picked bridges, but it costs about $70,000 to get somebody to help you apply for all of this stuff as well. So you spend 70 grand applying, and who's to say you're going to get it?
Everybody has their hand out.
Well, anyway, if we don't have anything, that's fine. But I just thought if you had anything, federal issues or something, we would.
And she had been working with pipeline stuff, so I don't know if you guys remember her being here earlier this year, but
I do remember.
A little familiar.
I knew she looked familiar, and I introduced myself, and she said, yeah.
She doesn't have anything to do with that anymore.
No, she moved on. Anything else, Jolene, on the road report, or any questions for Jolene?
No.
Okay. Then the item C then is Jolene requesting board approval for the LPA program agreement statewide upgrading existing stop sign location, rural road project HSIP STWD 203.
So the state of Nebraska is putting out a grant, and for all existing stop signs countywide or any new or existing stop ahead signs countywide. So they're going to give us the new stop sign, the post and stub, and the post will have the red reflective strip for the stop signs or the yellow for the stop ahead. I went through kind of our major roads and intersections, you know, T Avenue, S Avenue, L Avenue, and I come up with 156 signs because we have a year to put them up.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured that was quite a bit of signs to try and do in a year when we currently don't have a sign person anyway. On Friday, they did tell us that they will roll out a phase two once this is all done. I think they give us till June 30th. I wrote that down. June 30th, 2025, to have this one done. And then they'll roll out with another one. So depending on how smooth it went, whatever. Like I said, I picked 156 signs, and we can
So does this replace the sign, Jolene, or is it you add the?
No, this is total replacement. Sign, post, stub.
Okay.
So, and then my thought was some of the signs we take down, if they're still reusable, we can put them in our stockpile. So,
along
with the signs in the post, yeah.
Thrifty.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Yeah, so we got room for them down here in our.
Yes.
new sign shed, I guess, or that one. So so we need a board, we need approval for this item.
I'll make a motion for the approval of the LPA program agreement, statewide upgrading stop sign location rural signs.
I'll second. Okay, a motion by Scott, seconded by Troy to approve. Call the roll, please.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
All right, motion carried. Thank you. Item D, Jolene discussing purchasing of property in front of the county road shop.
I thought that was our land already. I had no idea.
So did you guys get the maps with that?
Yeah, well, I don't think we have them here. Yeah, we do, on the very, very back.
Okay.
Well, I'm just going to be I've never seen it, though.
We mow all this anyway, and we always have, and they farm that little bit. But it would be 1.357 acres.
1.35?
1.357. That would square up our property, give us some little bit extra area for storage. We would have to, like I, if you can tell from the map, here's the Bluff Road. He does drive in and drive back here, and that gets rutted up and tore up pretty bad when he's going in and out of his field sometimes.
Will he still use that access?
Yeah, he uses this access.
Will he, after we, if we purchase it?
If we purchase it down further on Bluff Road, we'll put a culvert in so he can access his field over there.
So he would.
Because he's right, he is right to the north of the county
right.
shed mm-hmm. in general up on the hill.
Right.
1.357 acres, okay.
So what we need to do is decide if we, in fact, do want to purchase this, and then who wants to be reaching out to negotiate with the Berkeley family.
Are they...
They were all for it last year. We talked
okay,
to them.
Okay.
But we just asked if they would be willing. Mm-hmm. We had the survey put in place.
So do we even have an idea of the dollar amount? I remember seeing something on my laptop, but I didn't remember.
I never discussed numbers with Greg. I didn't figure that was my spot. I just wanted to see if it was mm-hmm. something he was interested in, and then we got the survey. Right now the survey shows him owning that, and then it's kind of it shows him owning back on Winifred Drive, too, along there, which... He don't, but this survey would clean all that up too. So
then we would go down to the yellow line there.
Say that again.
So this is where it currently is, this heavy line, right?
Yeah, this is where he's been driving in
yeah.
to access his
okay.
field over here.
So then if you, so is this where it currently is, the current line now?
Correct.
Uh-huh. Okay, and then we would just take it down to the road.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep.
And like I said, we've been mowing
mm-hmm.
all
okay,
of that.
So Greg and Amy own it, right?
Well, the Berkeley family, but yeah, Greg and Amy Utech are farming.
So I'm just a little confused. The Berkeley, is that?
Okay, Amy was.
A Berkeley?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what it's valued at?
Nobody knows.
Christy should know.
So do we reach out to Greg?
Yeah, I can't think it'd be too
Greg was who, much. Greg and Amy come in the office to talk to us about it. You know.
How bad do we need it, Jolene?
It would be nice. I'll just say that.
Is it a need or a want?
It's 1.3 what?
1.357.
He's only farming about 0.7
yeah,
acres
yeah,
there.
Yeah, right.
No, I get
it's,
it.
It's just stuff we're mowing for, you know, and I guess we could quit mowing and say, hey, that.
No,
it's
you
yours,
can't
you
do that. No, I get it. I'm just kind of wondering if, you know,
it would get, you know. The idea is to kind of build that up, and there is not a lot of space behind the yard. Mm-hmm. Once we start bringing in our stockpiles and the, you know, trying to stock up on the gravel and stuff like that, yeah.
And even if these roads down here were rerouted, there would be a lot of ability to put stuff up front there.
Yeah.
Up here, you know, if this road was mm-hmm. brought down here.
Yeah. So somebody has to reach out to the Berkeley family or Greg and Amy?
Well, I contacted Greg. Him and Amy come in. They listened to us. They went and back talked to Amy's mother,
okay.
and then gave us a phone call and said, "Yeah, they're interested."
Okay.
Do you feel comfortable in asking them what they want for it?
I could. I just that's fine.
No,
I
think
no problem
need,
with
and
that.
We need to start somewhere.
Yeah, I just didn't know who
okay.
you guys.
I mean, there's no, unless you want one of us, the board members, to do it.
I mean, I
could that too.
Yeah. What about you, Troy? You got or you two get together and decide.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. I would just grab. What I would do is I'm assuming that you have Greg's number.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, get it to Troy or myself, and then him and I will figure it out. We'll call and we'll just ask him. One of us should do that, and then we can kind of figure it out and then get it on the agenda and see if it's something that the board wants to do.
Okay.
But, the more I think about it, and I didn't mean is it a need or a want, but you are pretty limited on the back side. And I really, honest to God, thought that we owned that all. I had no idea. I mean, who would? Why would I?
Well,
yeah. Can we mow it? So I'm just thinking, okay, yeah, we own all the way to the road, to Bluff Road. So whatever.
And okay, it would kind of clean it up because
and
there's
I wouldn't
a
think for no more than what he farms on it. Why doesn't he farm at all?
I don't know.
Is that a legitimate question? You think that he would farm all the way down with it? But maybe it's. I know why he doesn't.
Maybe because the water sits
yeah.
down in there.
That's why. because I remember when I was out there with the big mower and I went through it to mow it, and I was like, it wasn't like I was getting stuck, but I was leaving ruts. But, okay. Yeah, we'll get that. Will you just text to Troy and I his number, and then
is that
good enough?
I think so.
I think it sounds like a good plan.
And then on the other deal that at the beginning of the meeting with the public comment, mm-hmm. you know, with the road and what's being done, you know, that will all be figured out. But the office has to be responsive when people call and don't need to. I've heard the same complaint from a number of people and have talked to Brent in the past. And at some point, he's going to have to figure that out, because to me, it's like fingers on chalkboard, and that's not. He just needs to figure it out, is what I'm saying, because I'm not going to hear that same complaint a lot more.
Okay. Oh, well, I'll discuss it more after the meeting with you, that I don't feel comfortable talking about employee performance or
that's fine.
In a meeting.
Because that's the fifth person that I've had the same discussion with. So.
I talked to Mr. Saab last week or the week before, and he was really upset. I told him we had 33 feet from Center Road to do the work, and we had just started, and he was talking about, you know, you guys just left a great big mess. We're just starting, but we're not just going to do right in front of his place. It's going to be an ongoing project. We have trouble.
Did he know that, I'm assuming so, before he showed up here today?
That what?
That it's an ongoing project?
I haven't talked to him since last week, and then he wanted an update on it, and I hadn't had a chance to talk to Brent. Brent was in the office, wasn't in the office either, so I just told Brent to give him a call.
Listen, I think we all know, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't, okay? I mean, if he was having water problems on the road and we went out there, you know what I'm saying? If there was no I get it. But at the same time, it's like,
Brent's just concerned with that golf course out there, the increased traffic, and just trying to make that road as best we can.
Trying to fix the problem before it becomes a problem.
And I know everybody throws that, I want to mow. Well, that can all get figured out, you know.
Yeah, then we should go back next year. Guaranteed.
You know, we're planning on seeding it, planning on, you know, does everybody want a nice flat surface to mow? Yes. Is it possible everywhere? No. But, we'll meet with them out there and kind of see how things go. So.
All right.
Sounds good.
Sure.
All right, anything else for Jolene? I think that's it. Is that it for you?
No.
Am I missing?
No.
Yeah, she's on
E.
F.
I'm on E.
E and F?
E and F.
Oh. Oh, mine says E is Don Bosquet.
No.
I'll be darned.
The board to approve or not approve the fitting.
So,
I
didn't
only give myself that date. It changed it Friday.
Do you have it, Kim? Okay, never mind. Now I have it.
Now you have it.
I have it, thank you. Okay, board, item E, board to approve or not waiving of bidding requirements for County Purchasing Act with regard to emergency repairs needed for Johnston Bridge.
So I've been talking to the engineer, and he says we need a motion if we want to try and move forward with these emergency repairs. I kind of asked him a cost, and he's like, you know, it just depends on what these materials are going to be, what they all have to do once they get out there. He said he was thinking $100,000 plus or minus 10-20% to get this bridge fixed. But he's still thinking that within 4 to 6 weeks the contractor can get out there and get it done. Otherwise, he reached out to three contractors. One could get out there in 4 to 6 weeks. The other would have been the end of the year before they would even be looking at it. So.
And what would it take it to what ton bridge?
It would take it back to a 10-ton bridge.
Okay.
Maybe a little more, but it had been a 10-ton, but get it fixed. You know, we did get the back road in so they could get their crops out.
Yeah.
But it still
needs to.
It needs to be addressed. And if there was a fire or a health emergency or something out there, they have no way of getting help out there. Granted, I know they're going out there knowing that risk themselves, but we still, you know.
Because there's not a permanent resident, they just come up on weekends?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's an old bridge, and it has the planks going across, which you can see through pretty good, and then they have the boards running for the tire marks.
And it was shut down by the inspector?
Mm-hmm.
And the inspector that would be online with the fixes, obviously?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's the one that I've been working with on this. Yeah.
Yeah.
When was the bridge shut down?
Oh, 2 weeks ago.
They were at our meeting 2 weeks ago.
So it was the Thursday before the last meeting, whatever date that was.
Well, unfortunately, if I may, and if Mrs. Johnston and Carol were sitting here, I would say the same thing, but it's one of those deals where you're throwing good money at bad money is what you're doing.
The inspector said the abutments are really good. If we do this, it should, you know, give us some good life in the distal structure. So
10-20% more or less than $100,000 for an emergency repair, and how long, when will the repair be done?
We're hoping they could get in there in 4 to 6 weeks, and a week or two they get, I just hope they don't get in there and
find more problems.
So in a normal situation, how long would it be?
I'm thinking, you know, a couple of weeks they should be able to get in. Oh, like if we bid it out,
right,
and
next
all
spring.
Of that next spring.
Spring.
And, you know, there's different ways you can look at this. And again, whatever it is, an emergency situation, I understand that. Okay. But the bridge, I mean, we got them an access road. Okay. And how often are they going to come up? I don't know what their schedule is. They come up here every weekend, 52 weeks out of the year. I have no idea. I doubt it. But I don't know.
Well, and at a 10-ton bridge, even if they're bringing the auger wagons across to, you know, bring the semis and keep on the other side of the bridge, a tractor and an auger wagon, I don't know how you could get one small enough to be under that 10-ton limitation.
Well, right now
they can get into their field, but they can't access it. We shut the bridge down completely because we don't want them driving over it. So they park by the road or park in front of the bridge, and then they walk back in there. So they don't.
Yeah.
I suppose once the corn was out, maybe, you know, I don't know what kind of trails they got going back there if they could.
But then again, if there was an emergency situation,
you're not getting there.
And if you're getting a bridge repaired for under, you know, $120,000 or $100,000, you know, I don't know that we've had a bridge repair that small in forever. You know, I mean, granted, it's not the biggest bridge, but it seems like being done in a timely manner is probably not too bad a deal.
So when would they start if we said
4 to 6 weeks?
Okay.
And they'd have it done this year then.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't give you $1,000 for the bridge.
What?
I mean, we're kind of. I mean, I think we're kind of up against it really here. If we don't, it's.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
It's not going to get any cheaper
what
from now.
when does it have to be an emergency then?
Yeah.
And then the liability standpoint of all
right.
of it.
That's probably the biggest thing to me.
Okay, so you basically, I think we know which way we're going to go, to my knowledge. So the board approve or not approve the waiving the bidding. So I will make a motion to waive the bidding on the Johnston Bridge and to get the emergency repairs done as soon as possible.
Second.
Okay, motion by Scott, seconded by Brian to approve the waiving of the bid requirements. Call the roll, please.
Marty?
Yeah.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Okay. Item F, board to discuss and approve or not approve the purchase of 2 crew cab pickups instead of the previously approved pickups due to the strike and availability.
So, if you remember back in March, we were supposed to get our pickups in 90 days, and they were $39,897 per truck. They said we'd have them in 90 days. I called in June. They said it'd be another 3 months. I called them the other day, and they said they're still in production, but with the strike, we don't know when we're going to get them now. But they said they had 2 pickups on the lot that were 4 doors, and for $2,092 difference per truck, we could have the trucks by the end of the week.
So the other trucks were an extended cab truck that we had ordered.
And obviously, we don't know when they're coming. Okay, and they have two on the lot that are full four doors for $2,090-some more.
Mm-hmm. They're a four-door, not an extended cab.
Yeah, correct. They're four-door, so...
Crew cab.
Yeah, yeah.
This is basically the same thing we ordered, just the difference in the doors.
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, seriously, I mean, we have, it's in the budget, right?
ARPA.
Is that what we had the money set aside for, is ARPA? So it's $4,200 more, roughly, $4,100 and some change more of getting the trucks now instead of trying to wait and see. And then, will there be some trucks that we'll get rid of?
Well, we're giving one to
Rodney,
and then there's a couple that are just on their last leg, so I suppose we'll
do something with them.
Try and really, we could use even more. So
use them until
Marty.
They're in worse shape?
Huh?
Use them until they're in worse shape?
Use them until they're in worse shape, mm-hmm. Yeah. Get the last little goodie out of all of them.
I don't know. I like the idea for less than $2,100 a vehicle myself. I mean, we can have them by the end of the, and it's ARPA money. We've already counted on this. So I'll make a motion to approve the purchase of the two crew cab pickups instead of the previously approved pickups that were ordered due to the strike and availability. So we'll have them by the Friday then, I guess, or next week or something. But, yeah.
On second time.
Okay, motion by Scott, seconded by Troy to approve the new trucks.
Two cabs.
Two cabs with a difference of $2,092 each more. Call the roll, please.
Troy.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Marty.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey,
will you let Brent know? Tomorrow, 2:30, I'll call you.
I already did.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Jolene, I'll talk to you on that other thing maybe tomorrow. Okay. I'll give you a call.
Marty, did you want me to wait?
No, nah, you don't. You don't need to.
We'll have a conversation tomorrow. Okay. All right. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, item G, Don Bosquet, Treasurer to verify report on distress warrants to the county board and make an itemized report covering the amount uncollected. Okay.
This just reiterates what the report was that Randy gave you. I think you probably all have copies. It just says there are 105 distress warrants issued on October 28th of 2022 totaling $56,256.69. It lists, do you have those?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So I don't have to read it all to you.
No, that's all right. Okay. Yeah. We just see the total and the collected and paid to the treasurer and the deleted of corrections.
Yep. And there's two parcels that he is recommending to be stricken, and they're attached to it.
Correct.
We just need your approval.
Okay.
For this report, please.
All right. I'll make a motion to approve the report.
Second.
A motion and seconded. Call the roll, please.
Bob.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Troy.
Yes.
Okay. Item H, Don Bosquet, to report on remaining parcels from county tract sale, delinquent and unsold.
Okay, that's the printout that I have. That
the big one? Is that the...
it's the shorter one of the two. It's the top 2023 parcels available after tax sale. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7
okay,
parcels
yeah,
on
yeah,
it.
Yep.
Okay. These parcels are eligible to go on the county certificate, but Friday, Candace from NACO came and talked to us, of course. LD 727 took effect September 2nd of 23, and she advised all of us to talk to our county attorney regarding taking county certificates. There's Tyler versus Hennepin County in Minnesota and Devlin's, I'm not sure if that's correct, versus Lancaster County in Nebraska. People are suing the counties that have treasurer's deeds. treasurer's certificates for the amount of the total property, not just the taxes. And that's what we get them for, is for the taxes. So she recommended that we shouldn't probably be doing these, just based on this situation, to avoid possibly a lawsuit.
Who is that that recommended that to you?
Candace with NACO.
Okay.
Candace Meredith, yep. And so, going forward, I think the board and I, or did you go to the meeting? Did anybody talk to you, Kim, about that on Friday?
Nope.
Nope? Okay. So that's something, it's LB 727. So she expressed extreme caution with doing that.
Okay.
I could just leave them there. I don't know.
So no, don't issue county certificates?
That's what she's recommending. She's been talking over with the county attorney and see what we had come up with or what they advise, just because
of the famous last words.
Legality.
Check with your local county attorney.
We are not foreclosure experts.
Right, yeah, we advise.
Yeah. And that's the thing for the next ones, too.
Okay, so we don't need to act on H, is that correct?
No.
Okay, just the reporting of it.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
So that we're on I.
So then we have I is the parcel's eligible for foreclosure through county's attorney's office. But does this then, because the board has to direct you to issue those.
And
if they're suggesting, if they're suggesting not, right, NACO is suggesting.
Yes.
How do they suggest it be done?
Well, right.
She didn't say.
Right,
of course not. Mm-hmm. That's always how it goes.
Yeah. So that was.
She suggested that you consult with your county attorney.
Yeah, and I don't know how they would do it. So the situation you get in is if I owned a property and walked away and just left it, never paid the taxes, and then eventually it would come around to the tax sale and you know, maybe an investor would buy it or something like that. It never gets really closed because there's not somebody to go after because of that. So that's what the county certificates were to do, was to, you know, put some closure on that. But now if they're saying not to do it,
that's what she advised. I don't know.
And the statutes refer to the tax sale certificate, so that's just really confusing.
Right.
It's confusing to me, too, because that's what the statutes say. But
right.
She kept saying, contact your county attorney. So, putting it out there.
So, I guess my thoughts is we just... we don't do anything. We just move forward and just leave it at is until we, you know, hear something different on those. So,
can we have further direction from the county or from?
Yeah.
Or not from the county, from
NACO. Or? Plus, we would have to tell you, you know, to do those. And
right.
We know where that got us. It's a lot of work for Kim's office
and you
as well. So,
a lot of work.
But let me I tell you what. I'll reach out to NACO myself and
usually just, they come up with something.
Right. I don't know how they just like, never mind. I don't understand that. So we'll just move on.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can ask our county attorney's association too.
Right. Okay. So item J is approve or deny free flu shots for employees at the Dakota County Health Department. We have done this in the past.
I'll approve the flu shot for the county employees.
I'd second that.
Okay. Motion by Scott, second by Marty to approve free flu shots.
All right. Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yeah.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes. Okay. Item K, approved chair to sign statement of acceptance of possession and future responsibility of the courtroom technology inventory items at the Nebraska Administrative Office of Courts and probation purchased and installed pursuant to memorandum of understanding entered into. So that must be for our new TVs and et cetera.
Kathy Wilcher brought that down and said that everything's been installed and now it becomes all.
What was the final dollar amount? Do you remember on that? Or did you
it
see
was
that?
All covered by the state.
Okay, okay, very good.
But now it's our
responsibility to keep up.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think she said.
Because it's quite a list.
Yeah, it's a list.
The equipment is new enough, it's in for warranty for 3 years, I think.
Okay.
Welcome to the 21st century district courtroom, right? And county courtroom.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the chair to sign the statement of acceptance of possession of the future. I'm having a stroke right now.
Second.
Okay, moved by Scott, seconded by Brian to approve the acceptance of possession.
Kim, do you foresee like doing like county court arraignments and stuff more on that way, or do you think that'll happen in the future?
It's mainly interpreter stuff right now.
Okay.
I'm not sure what the jail has. I thought the sheriff said they were capable.
Yeah, I know that line was run clear back when the jail was run. I almost said church. When the jail was built.
Some people are It would be convenient for some that don't behave well.
Yeah.
So we have a motion and a second?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
Scott?
Yeah.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. Okay, item L, discuss and approve or deny projects with monies from the American Rescue Plan Relief Funding. The first one is chairs for the county attorney secretaries.
Jesus, holy
that
Christ.
That became more than the secretaries. I didn't ask everyone. I probably should have, because once they brought up the chairs for the secretaries to try, it was like, well, my chair does this, and my chair, so it's all of our, they're all the same age, same chair, from June to 16, and they all apparently have various problems.
So the total on the chairs is $21.35?
For all seven.
For all seven, yeah.
And Mike said he can adjust quantity, whatever we need.
You know, and I don't know if everybody's noticed, but as you go around the courthouse, you know, treasurer's office, even into Kristen's office, and just things look really nice. It looks so updated. Hers is, her office is very cool. But anyways, it's just good to see nice new furniture. I'll make a motion on that for the chairs for the county attorneys.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Scott, seconded by Brian to
Office Solution
approve chairs for the county attorney office.
Sure.
Yeah. Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, item two is RTI computer monitor for county attorney office. Just one, Kim, correct?
Just one request for
just the monitor.
$134.99.
Yep.
So moved on that.
Okay.
So then service is $600. The monitor is $150, and then the service is
$6.
That's Postgate. Okay, all right, sorry. Like, oh, we went front and back here. Ah, there we go.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. I'm like, holy moly.
Yeah, there's a whole different
okay.
I know, that's why I was
saying.
I know. Scott made a motion now.
Scott and Brian on that motion for the monitor.
I can't wait to adjourn the meeting.
Okay, Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Yes, okay, now a team quote to move fire hall AC unit. Marty, run that by me one more time.
I think it's $155 for material, $600 for the service, $755 to move that unit, hang it on the wall of the building, which is a job. They have to disconnect all of the Freon lines and everything and recharge those after. So, I mean, it's not like a gimmick.
So it would, there would be some expense.
It ain't like they're in and out in an hour. That, yeah. If you looked at it, you'd think, simple. But really, it probably is.
Yeah.
And I'm not an AC guy.
Yeah.
There's some work involved.
There is some work involved. So. And capturing the freon and then recharging it and blah, blah.
Is that a motion?
I would make a motion to approve that.
Okay.
I'll second.
Motion by Marty, seconded by Troy, to approve the 18 quote for the move on the AC unit. Call the roll, please.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yeah.
Okay, Mullen awning and siding, 10 more window shades. What? They are nice. I don't know if you guys seen them in action, but
right here, yeah,
they
yeah,
are
in action. Is,
how really, many of them don't have shades?
I don't know, Marty.
There were a couple that
I like it.
At least one in our office that didn't get a shade that should have.
Yeah. It's a lot of money, though.
I think
there's
one.
Yeah.
Well, it isn't, though, I guess. You know, you get something fancy like that.
Yeah. Well, they're going to be there for 100 years, so.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway.
I'll still be going. Call the board to order.
No.
Anyways, so the awning people, the 10 more window shades, whoever they may be that needs them, we see them. We know that a lot of them are already out, so. For Mullen awning and siding for 10 more window shades, I will let's do that. Yes.
I think they're all done except for the 10.
Is that right?
Mullen, what?
They're all done. They're all up except the 10.
I'll make a motion to approve the other 10.
Motion by Scott, seconded by Brian to approve the 10 shades for Mullen. Call roll, please.
Bob.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Troy.
Yes.
Okay. Next item, jail water heater products and installation, Phoenix Plumbing.
So that obviously we see, has that been done?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And, yeah.
$1,497.53, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it just, realistically, I'm assuming, I don't know, front and back page right here.
Water heaters from hot water for
81 cents. You're yelling at me for all of a sudden. I mean, so anyways, labor and we change out the hot water. That has to be, now correct me if I'm wrong, that has to be just a 40-gallon.
No, the cost of the machine, the gas of the hot water heater is $8,170. It's a commercial one. They went front and back on you again here.
But, so what? Where's the 1400? Is labor?
That's labor.
Labor and material to change out water heater, it says.
Yep.
So then you flip it over.
$8,200 for a hot water heater.
But these are two different people, right?
Well, hot water is the company they bought it from. So hot water is billing the county for the hot water heater. And then Phoenix is just saying,
Phoenix is, where they're installing for $1,500.
Okay.
So, wow.
They replaced, there's two of them in there. They replaced one of them 2 years ago. Hopefully this is the other one.
Yeah. This shows, correct me if I'm wrong. But if you're looking at the hot water thing, it says 100 G's. So is that 100 gallons?
I think so.
Yeah.
Probably.
199. Yeah. I mean, to me, that's a lot of money for 100.
Yeah, it's not like 100 you go buy at Menards. It's a commercial deal.
I'm sure it is. Yeah, not a dot in my mind.
But yeah, it's crazy. It's ridiculous.
Well,
they have two of them.
Two of them.
Okay, so anyways, I'll make a motion for that to be paid for. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Second.
Motion by Scott, seconded by Brian to approve the water heater. Call the roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. The last item on that is the old fire hall. We had a couple of bids, and Rodney talked to somebody today. They were going to be here, they thought, by meeting time, but they're not.
Just, if I may, real quick, Chair. I know that I think Troy walked around with Rodney all the way around everything. And Rodney, I sat down and he showed me the different bids. There was three different ways, okay, mm-hmm. where they were going to do just outside here on the health department and then to the south here, starting to chip and peel. And just painting over top of that is not going to work. You got to paint it. You got to paint everything. We understand that with the block, and then doing the fire hall, and then doing the whole building as well with the brown that's out you know, like it's on the bottom, so high up around, to going around the whole property. And I told him, I said, you're almost going to have to, and let me just think here real quick, because you don't want three different contractors. I mean, you got to look at, it's kind of like when we looked at the asphalt business, you know, at the end of the day, because you don't want three different people coming in here and painting, and then all of a sudden, if there's an issue 2 or 3 or 4 years on the line, and you're trying to figure out, okay, well, who painted this, or who painted, you know what I'm saying? I think you need to find one contractor, whatever route that we want to go down. Obviously, we don't have the bids today to be able to make that decision, and it's going to be a spring thing.
The other people that did turn in bids, did they bid on all three projects?
I think that's the way he had it, is the three separate ones. But I says it's going to have to come down to one, I think.
And has he got his information back on the cement projects?
I have not heard that. Okay. Have you tried?
I don't think he does.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think to do the whole property, meaning across the road, the fire hall, and then this here, so going around the whole thing, I think it was like 50. It was like 80, 90 grand to paint everything.
And didn't he say the more paint you put on it, the more pushing out the block does, because it only takes so much and it kind of...
Well, I think what might have to happen, Scott, is we may have to have him ask for sealed bids.
Yeah, on a price like that.
Yeah.
Which is fine. He can do that. But I think
doing the three, we were trying to get away from that. But I don't think we can get away from that. That's what we discussed when it's three. Mm-hmm. You know, you sat in your office. Yeah, I don't think there's any way of getting away from that. I think you're going to have sealed bids.
And that's a good thing.
It is. Yeah. Instead of somebody saying, hey, I know you got to be over 50 grand for a seal, but if we do the three different jobs, I don't like that.
So anyway, I guess we'll just we'll see how that all plays out.
So you need to direct him then to
bid
advertisement.
Right. Because Kim was going to look. I think it is 50 though. I believe over 50 sealed bids.
Yeah.
And what about the? Did we got any update on the furniture order for our defense people?
The only thing that I can tell you is it must have been last week. He come walking down the hallway, and I said, hey, what's up? You got the furniture? And he's like, not yet. But I said, did you get the job? And he says, no. But I'm going to tell you something. Everybody needs to praise him because he made the distance to the governor and et cetera. So he made it a long ways. And when I was talking to Judge Matney, he's like, he's an impressive guy, and it was impressive that he made it as far as he did.
Who got the job? Anybody from
the lady from Fremont. Okay. I don't know what her name is. Yeah, but anyways, what's that?
Hour.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but anyway, so, no, do not know. I'm hoping.
Well, Scott and I were in there last week one day, and I know, Troy, you've been involved in it too, and Deb was a little hesitant on what was going to happen with Lou. So now we know, and now...
Well,
they got to go.
I think Deb was thinking, and she can listen to this, it doesn't make any difference, but I think Deb was thinking that if he gets the job, she's out of a job, and there's no more public defender, and I'm like, what does that mean? I said, we'll have to appoint somebody, and then they'll, you know, we just can't start hiring attorneys to do, you know, outside work, because that ain't going to work. But anyways, she thought, yeah, I think she was in panic mode. Is that a fair statement?
Yep. Yeah, well, now she knows, and they know, and so.
So get to moving, right? I don't know why am I so anxious for them to move, because I'm excited for them.
It's a nice office.
It's a beautiful office.
Really nice.
Okay, let's move on to Commissioner Committee Report. Scott, anything?
What happened? Let's see here. Of course, I met with Jolene and them, et cetera, to look at that ordeal out there. I got to meet with Brent tomorrow. Rick Bosquet did pull all those trees out on his own.
Oh, he did?
Yes. And so Brett and I were going to go over there, Troy. I don't know if you want to go tomorrow or not, but we were going to meet there and just see what it's going to take. You know, the proper way to do it was to take the trees out. I think we could have went in there and built it up, but I don't know if it had been right. But Rick just said, you know what? I got the okay from Hines. I'm just going to tear them out. He got them all out. I have not been over there, but we're going to meet with him tomorrow sometime, Rick, and just see what...
what our game plan is.
What is it? You think, does he want to raise the road or does he want to move the road? Or
no, he doesn't want to move it. He just wants to raise it to get it where the water
runs away.
Runs away.
Yep.
And then Brian and I went last Monday. We went to Jessica's program with the diverse, I don't know what they even call it, but it was, it's a nationwide where all different ethnics come out and they meet and they bring all their own different types of food. We met at the college. It was kind of interesting because you had, you know, you had a little bit of everyone there and their food, and it was simple. She just gave a quick presentation. She did very well, and everybody just mingled. Then they started doing karaoke, and it was a food thing. And yeah, the karaoke started. I was like, I don't understand you. And he's like, no. I'm like, I'm out. But anyways, it was, yeah, that was kind of fun. That was kind of fun. Rodney, I think Rodney's doing a great job. I've been down here a few different times with him. I know Troy's been down here. The judge today told me, premium, Judge Matt. And he says, I'm going to tell you, he said, that guy is, and I said, and one thing about Rodney, I says, the more you praise him, the better job he does. And
he does like, a good job.
He said, we're just, if I don't see him, he says, let him know, thank you. So, yeah, that's
good deal.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Probably is, but I can't remember right
Brian?
Now.
I have a question. So when we go like to places like that, can we get like name tags that we could have so people know who the hell we are instead of I just walk in there like, oh, that's just...
You can get a badge that has your name, County Commissioner.
Yeah, we
just have. Go to Deanna up at your off,
oh,
your building.
I don't want that badge. I want like...
See, Joan Spencer gave us all, way back in the day, I don't know if you remember this or not, she gave us for Christmas all the commissioners. It has the on the back side, you know, the magnetic,
yep,
where you can just stick it, and it... Yeah,
I suppose we might be able to get something, Brian. I don't know where we get them, but yeah.
Because I know when the ambassadors, the redcoats and
red coat, green coat, who gives a shit?
They have them. And they're not.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy Gilmore.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It would just be kind of nice so they kind of know who the heck we are when we walk in places instead of.
You know, and listen, this would not be a bad idea. And I want everybody to think about this. It would not be a bad idea to have, and we talked about this years ago, but just to have a nice polo shirt.
I thought you had them one time.
You know what? I bought them for the board for a Christmas time one time.
Oh, you did?
Is what I did. Yeah.
I thought you did. Or
I did. I did. I bought them. I bought everybody two.
Nobody ever wore them, but.
Not very often. Bill, no. Once in a while. I think Tony did once in a while, but I mean, it's kind of nice. I mean, obviously, when you, like, just like Shorty said, you go somewhere and you're not talking thousands of dollars. I mean, you're just talking to get, you know, a couple different, you know, colored polo shirts if it's whatever two colors you want and get your name and, you know, county commissioner or whatever you want to put on it. I don't know. It's just an idea. But I always thought it was a good idea when you go places.
We'll get them for the guys that are running again. Anything else?
No, not this time.
Marty?
Nope.
Troy?
LEC meeting. They just talked about
budget. I forgot all about that meeting, too. I'm sorry.
It was just budget. They talked about maybe some raises for the 911 people and maybe trying to get some people that just do it, you know, part-time to do it, you know, to get more people to do it part-time so they could not have as many full-time people doing it overtime to try and save money.
So did they approve their raises?
Yes, I think so.
I thought so too. Well, and yeah, I had it was like 11-minute meeting, and I apologize that I forgot. I was tied up, and the next thing you know, I had Jasper call me, I had Randy call me, and I'm like, as soon as I seen Randy call me, I was like,
uh-oh.
Oh, I forgot that meeting. But anyways, Jasper, let me know he ran it well.
Anything else, Troy?
He did a good job. That's all I got.
No, okay. A couple things.
Not as good as me, though, right?
We had an insurance meeting last Thursday.
I walked
Friday.
In on that. That was awesome.
One of those days for an update from our folks. You know, it's insurance is... We're okay. It's not anything crazy, but you know, we're going to have to at some point. There's going to be some decisions down the road in regard to insurance. We are working on one particular case. Don has asked about it a couple times on an individual that we're trying to come up with a solution for them and do that. But,
do you guys? Is your single coverage free with the city? Or do you guys have to pay anything?
I think they have to pay now. They used to be free for years, but I think they start paying now.
I don't.
Not huge, but it's.
Yeah. I think we all had this conversation a time or so ago. How our deductibles were like $250, and it was like absurd, and we had to stagger them out with the unions and etc. But I don't even think in today's world, the big companies with 2,000 people, that I think they still charge a little bit of monies to
have a $5,000 deductible.
Well, I'm talking to single people, which is not free.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, I know everybody would love the stipend. You know, I get it. But obviously, we know that the healthy people is what keeps our premiums down, and the younger people, I understand that. But what do you think? Are you guys thinking about maybe charging people?
You know, until you went through, it would be at least 2 years, because you'd have to go through the negotiations with the unions before we could even think about considering doing that.
Yeah.
It'd be in a perfect world, you know, I would not like to do that, but who knows, in the future it probably will have to happen. I mean, 12% of our, I think 12% of our budget was healthcare last year. It's $1 million in 2 years.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So anyway, just an update. I mean, we're okay, but
doesn't seem possible, does it?
No. They bid us to 29 companies last year.
27?
29.
But 27 would not take us?
Only three would.
Yeah.
And none of the fully insured would. None of the fully insured would even consider taking us.
So the other thing is, just share, moving on to another item, share with anybody you talk to as far as the agendas. Make sure that Cherie has it noon. Is it noon Thursday? Is usually the cutoff for agenda items. So if it's after noon on Thursday,
don't count on it for that meeting.
It has to be. So here's the two ways it can get on there. Either it's an emergency,
right?
Or Cherie forgot something. So anyway, just in your conversations with
whoever,
just tell them, like, look, we got to stick to it. Yep. We got to stick to it.
Well, it just creates a lot of work for her, obviously.
And
we're starting to double page and this and that, and not have stuff. And I got two of one thing I really didn't need. But anyways, it all worked out. The meeting's almost done.
Yeah.
And thank you, Cherie, for everything that you've done. I appreciate it.
Redo that.
Advise, I've seen it.
Quick update on our Walter Bierman and the Crystal Lake water project with, using the water. So we went to, him and I went and met with John Winkler from the Papio NRD. And John, his first thought was, well, that's kind of a unique idea. And anyway, so it wasn't no. But so Walt, I tried to rein him in, and so we sat down. We got John before their meeting at 3, and it took like 45 minutes just to get our story out. But
that was quick.
So yeah, so John Winkler then said that so where we're at now is and they're pretty receptive to the idea of actually looking at it. So he says we need to get a estimate on a feasibility study. Hmm. To see if it can get done. Well, so I got a call today on a feasibility study. It's around $100,000.
Ooh. For a study.
For a study.
That does nothing. That's guaranteed nothing.
Right. So anyway, that's.
And Papio wants to cover that.
That's, well, I don't know, but they would be a
partner
in that. And I mentioned to Cherie earlier today, and I never said it to them because I Terry, I can't think of his last name, that we dealt with on the M Avenue thing.
Schumacher.
Thank you. You know, they were going to support us to the tune of $250,000 at M Avenue, which did not fly. Mm-hmm. So I mean, they do, and I think $100,000 feasibility study is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it sounds like a lot, and it is a lot. So, that's in the whoever the guy called me from Olson. He says, "Can you clarify a few things for me?" He says, "Walt stopped in, and he said we got the green light. So let's go ahead and get this feasibility study." I said, "Well, it's not quite like that." NRD. Anyway, just wanted to update you on
Walt's
that.
Walt's very convincing and very pushy.
Yeah.
I mean, he is.
Yeah. Well,
and I respect that. And listen, he's been there.
And whenever, he knows his stuff.
He does. He's a very knowledgeable guy. Yep. You can't take that away from him, but I'm just saying, I get where he's coming from.
Right.
I mean, out the back of his yard is dried up. And I always question, and Marty, you might know something about this.
when Mark Alvarez quit doing his sand pit,
Larry,
or whoever, was it Mark's?
Well, Mark is still doing one right now. He's got a huge dredge.
It just seems like when they quit doing that, that's what I heard, that once he quit doing that over there, it shut the water off.
It's just a lot to do with the water table, the way the river is running the last year.
I've seen your lake was very low.
Oh, it's very low. It's down 8 foot in the last 2 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, back to Walt. Right. I get it. He's been out there for how many years, and to look out his back porch and see this, I'm sure it is.
What would be neat if all of a sudden, and the good thing is, if that happens, the way, because they're talking, you know, option A is filling in over there, filling the water in on the east side of the highway and letting it just
percolate down.
Go, oh no, and like, why don't we just run a line? So really, the beauty of it is to run a line to someplace and turn the faucet on.
And the thing is, too, they could also control it. So if the river ran high for a couple of years and there was an issue, they could just kick it back down the river.
Listen, I got a dumb question. It's not a good question. It's a concern, and I told Fred Kellogg about this many years ago, but the road that runs parallel with 20 that goes by the old Pink Elephant, is that 155th where you pull it and all that is? But anyways, if you drive down that and you get towards where the water used to come up there, that road, you can see, and I know it fed across underneath the highway. But years ago, there was a bridge out there.
Yeah.
There was a bridge. But you can still see where the water's trying to go that way at one time when the water was full. But the road, I mean, it's decayed. Like, you know, the road's supposed to be like, and it curves in.
Around
them. And, yeah. Just look at it sometime if you're ever out that way. But it's pretty... when I mow out there, it's like, wow. But I've been telling people for years and nobody's done anything, so must not be concerned.
So anyway, just keep that in mind if it comes back on this feasibility study on that and the counties. You know, I think it's a good... back to the paving projects. Did we get estimates on the senior center?
I don't think we've gotten any yet. She's going to get bids.
She was?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was told to get bids.
And then Wednesday, Troy and I are going to meet, and this is to be continued, but with the engineers for Lake Iwana and that road out there.
Okay.
Up in Dakota Dunes, I think, or somewhere we're supposed to meet with them up there.
Oh, okay.
Who do you meet with?
Something engineers.
Our engineers. CNC?
The engineers that are...
going to
do the project.
Yeah. Same place they're working on Avenue. Culverts
and just what's you know name? Things. It's just going to be flat, no curbs, etc. But
CEC. That's what
Brett's his that's name. Okay. Yeah, that's all Brett. I know.
Okay, so that's all. Oh, the superintendent of schools was here this afternoon before the meeting. Kim was here introducing.
How'd that go?
Himself.
Good. Did it?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice guy. Kristen had him come. Item 6 is mail and or emergency business, county government day. Shree, anything? Mail?
The Supreme judges that were here that one day, they sent a thank you letter thanking us for letting them use the commissioner.
Okay. You know, I'm going to tell you real quick about that. Can I stop over and see Mike Carlson real quick? And when I walked into their building, there's a window. Have you ever been to probation?
I haven't.
Yeah, you have, but there's a window, and there was nobody at the window, so I just walked right in.
Okay. A secure door, but yeah, you just got in. Okay.
Like I own the place, and I walked in, I see people standing there, and I just got a mowing. I have a cutoff shirt on. You should have seen me, and they're just looking at me like, yeah, I'm just here to look around a little bit. All of a sudden, Mike comes out, and he said, oh, yeah, he's a commissioner, blah, 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 blah. He shows me around the whole place, and then he takes me in his office and shows me the security cameras that they put in because people are vandalizing outside the building, their trailers or whatever, you know. And so I was like, well, it's funny that you got cameras, but you don't have a door that locks. Anybody can just walk in here. He's like, what do you mean the door ain't locked? And she's like, oh, no, he just walked right in. Something's wrong with the door. So I'm just sitting there thinking, well, boy.
Yeah, they told me about that the next day.
Did they?
Well, you might have fixed the problem for him, Scott.
Well, I just let them know they have a problem.
There are problems. Like, I had a daughter that got buzzed into the high school during a lockdown.
Is that right?
Yeah.
October 11th is a Wednesday, County Government Day.
What do they do anymore? I haven't done that for years, but I don't know what they do anymore.
And they want one of us. Usually it's the newest member of the board. No, Brian, you're busy during the day.
Where's it at?
City Hall? Dakota City?
Yeah, Dakota City.
Dakota City, City Hall.
Does it start there, and then they have a few people
then
talk,
it comes over to here.
And then it comes over to here, depending upon what the kids...
I don't know what time it
I
is.
I think they like stay there now, don't they?
I think so. I think it's like 10 or 11 in the morning, but is that an option, Brian?
October what?
11th?
It's like 11:15.
And then they 11:15. Go over somewhere and they have lunch, have a sack lunch for you.
You don't have to stick around. You can just do your...
It's like 5 minutes.
So do they divide the kids out the way they want to be divided out? Do they want to... that's the way it used to be.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore.
Don't they?
Like the sheriff and the...
Yeah, if they wanted to go...
Maybe back in the old days, even had elections.
Yep.
Does that work at all?
I can make it work.
Okay. It's 11:15, the 11th. Just, you know, commissioner duties, whatever.
Where? Here?
Dakota City, City Hall. You are on, sir.
Come up with a bunch of questions for him. Like how many counties there are, where's the state capital at? Just, I mean, you know what I'm saying? And then that's in the population of Dakota County here.
Okay, with that.
Or do this.
Brian?
It sounds like you want to do it.
Oh, adjourn.
Okay.
I second it.
Second by Marty. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
No.
Opposed?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Troy, when you have your meeting tomorrow,